This is letter number 9. It was written on the 24th of February 1940. And this is the last part of the letter, the second page. Dear son, if I am not mistaken, you received a letter and a print for your address on the Pitt Street. We received a postcard from Aurel, and he was saying that he finished his new book, and he was kindly inquiring about yourself. Of course, we provided information about you to him, but you know, as I already told you a few times, write to him in great details. If you haven't been to Grainer, then don't bother anymore, because we just heard that his parents were relocated from Amsterdam to Shanghai, and their son also traveled to see them on the that's right. Okay, so I'm just continuing this letter, the second day on the 25th. Today, the snow started to melt, and I'm really hoping that this means the end of winter. I believe that it will have a great effect still on everything these 2 months, these last two very hard winter months. Professionals are saying that the soil has frozen in a way that probably the autumn seeds are not going to grow, and they are distressed, and what's it called, the spring seeds will be probably late because of that. And then what sort of food we are going to have from this, we don't know. We're probably not going to have much of that. And it probably will cause some sort of political effects as well. It will definitely has an effect on the farmers. It will have an increase in prices. The Ottila Street little house cost 100 pengu. The cost will be about 100 pengu. And obviously, there will be more effect on other things like transport, and yeah, other things. 1,000 kisses, my dear Apu. And this is a very short letter here from István, I guess. It says, hello, Bökshi. I don't want the snow to be melted. I hope it's just the beginning of a great ski season. The snow is still quite good and a lot, and we have a lot. Last year we didn't have this much snow, and we were still skiing at the end of March. I'm hoping that this year at least we can still use my ski gear until end of March. I am meeting a lot with your friend, actually with your classmate, Bondi Hovosh. He's a quite good mate. Otherwise, you know, no news. All good luck. Please send us some pictures. God bless you.